Hi friends, I'm Marge, your host, and welcome to Just Checking In, a podcast capturing human connections, authentic conversations, despite our gaps in locations and time zones. Over here, we'll basically just chat about how we experience life, and for our first season, we'll ponder upon love, dating, and relationships during a pandemic. For this episode, I checked in with my high school slash longest friend I've probably kept to this day slash probably will be my wife, actually, in the future, Chloe Santa Ana. We've been friends for more than a decade now, and we talked about how friendships are really just as important as romantic relationships. So let's go ahead, check in with her. Chloe and I have been friends for how long? Have been married, oh, actually.
Yeah, we're actually already married. I'm so sorry, you guys.
I've been married and divorced, and then, like, you know, we're kind of,
we
like,
got back together.
I've been a parent.
Co-parenting.
That's what people use like after they divorce. They're like, we're just co-parenting now. But okay. Yeah, we've been friends for how long?
I counted. I think it was we started high school around 2006, so that makes it 12 years, if I'm not mistaken. Did we start high school in 2006 or was it 2008?
2006, because we graduated 2012.
Right.
Yeah. 2000. Okay, math. We're not really good at math.
No. We hate numbers.
You know, back in high school, we're not, you know, the math geniuses. But yeah, 12 years. Is it? Yeah.
Man. More than a decade. Congrats to us. We've had like 12 anniversaries already.
Holy shit. And we haven't seen each other for what? Like more than a year now. Absolutely. Yeah. But to say that you're, like, literally one of probably, like, my longest consistent friends that I have still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me. When will it end, Char?
Please don't end if you're my only friend.
Yeah. But that's a long time. And, you know, like I said, I wanted to focus on talking about friendships. Like, I'm literally talking, like, you know, platonic friendships, you know, your girlfriends or, you know, with guys, guy friends, whatever. And it's because, actually, first of all, how are you? Just checking in, girl. How are you?
I love it. Just checking in. Well, again, I'm going to ask, is this non-exhaustive?
So, like, how are you really? Like a therapist, but how are you?
Oh my god, how do you feel today? Actually, pretty good. Not gonna lie, this week has been a lot better than the past few weeks. And I am physically healthy this week, and also a bit better mentally and emotionally. So I'm gonna say I'm pretty good.
Good. I think you scheduled it for our recording. You're like, okay, so, you know, no breakdowns.
No breakdowns. No anxiety. No depression. Right. Okay, you have to be ready for this.
Right. So I was wondering what made, I guess, you know, because we've been talking and I know people these days, especially like me too, I do have, you know, my moments, but I'm glad to hear that you're actually doing good. And I was wondering, like, what have you been doing, I guess, you know, like, that makes it more easier, I guess, to, like, you know, live day to day. Yeah.
Well, like you said, a lot of people, we all have our ups and downs, right? And to me, I have more downs than ups, if I'm going to be honest with you. So how do I cope? I think you already know this, but for our listeners, I'm the type of person that can better herself by just being alone. It's a toxic thing for me, but I don't like dragging people into my problems. Even if we're best friends, right? But if I find that I'm a bit problematic today, I won't tell you about it just because I don't want to drag you into my problems, just because I don't want to feel like a burden, even if you've already like validated, like you always validate me, right? Like all my feelings. But I still have a kind of that little cage where I just go in and keep myself and not communicate with anyone. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how I cope most of the time. It's not healthy, definitely not, but it keeps me going. And sometimes right. that's all you need, right? To just keep going. And then
right. You
figure out the next day that, okay, that was just another one of your breakdowns. That's just another one of your, you know, down moments. And then you just live again, try to live another day and survive, I guess.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I cope. And it does, I mean, I do like being alone, but it also helps a lot to know that you have a strong support system, even if you don't always talk to that person or to that group, but just knowing for a fact that they're just there. And if you finally find that courage to like open up, then you have them by your side. And that's good enough for me to keep going.
Yeah. Actually, I did, you know, I think it also took time. First of all, like, you know, it's really each to their own, right? Like each to their own person. And like, how do you, especially like the past year, seriously, like how do, you know, people, especially for extroverts, you know, how do they deal with, like, I can't even imagine like, you know, like how Dave dealt with the pandemic, but I'm actually glad to hear. I mean, just like, you know, you sharing that, it makes me, you know, like reflect on like, also like see how much you've grown. I know like you're older, like we're not gonna say that, but yeah, you know I mean, like we're not gonna speak up our age here, but you know, it always feels nice whenever I hear, you know, my friends or people around me literally have that courage to like really say what works for them, you know what I mean? So because I also, you know, like it's like I'm very introverted too in my own ways, but I also know, I think I've shared it with you, that the past years I've grown into this person, totally different person, where, you know, I think I've spent my early years, you know, in a cocoon, like a hermit. You know, like I've had a long time, you know, dealing things, coping on my own, and it worked that way. But, you know, like this past years, it kind of, you know, I explored this part of me, which is just like more of knowing and embracing the fact if I really need people and company, and like that there's no shame to that. And also, you know, it's kind of like the opposite on your end, right? Because like for you, I like that you also have no, you know, like shame in saying that, yeah, like that's how it works for me. Like, and so what? Because I too, like, have experienced people bat an eye on me or like talk shit on me, right? Like saying like kind of, yeah, just like, I don't know, like they have, you know, people have always something to say, even if it's just like, okay, I just like want to be alone, right? Like just leave me alone. Like that works for me. It's literally nothing has to do with you. And I think also, I guess like the point is just like, I'm glad that you found that, you know, for you. And I think also it took time for me as well, as also like, you know, someone who's close to you and your friend. And because I remember also there was times where, you know, definitely you were not like this, you know, like the whole 12 years. You know, I remember there were like early years where you were more of someone that's like, you know, if you've got problem, like, you know, we talk about it, we sit with it and stuff. So it was like,
I remember that person.
Yeah. Oh my God. Right. Definitely. So like, yeah, it's kind of amazing to like see each other grow in different ways. And actually the past few months as well, even though I am someone that, you know, wants company these days, I think I'm also in a phase right now where I'm really taking time as well to get to know, you know, this new like version of me. And so I don't know, like, do you get that? Because, you know, like you said, you know, you're someone, and especially like right now, you know, like you're very occupied with work and life, and you've got, I mean, I don't really know what's going on with you besides when we just like catch up from time to time. But, you know, I'm assuming you do have a lot of, you know, your time on your own. And I wanted to ask, like, do you also
have those reflections where you're like, because lately for me, I saw this quote and it was like, I don't know like the exact thing that it says, but it goes along the lines of like, I don't get to experience this version of myself, you know, in the future or when I go back in the past. So let me just sit with her now and like enjoy her.
I love that.
Like that. And yeah, and just like made me think why, you know, like alone time or, you know, time spending with yourself is really important as well, because I don't know, we get so occupied on like sharing, you know, ourselves with other people, but we don't really get to appreciate, you know, that, you know, version of ourselves. So yeah, for someone like you who spends, I'm assuming, who spends a lot of time by themselves for the past year, do you also like have those kind of, you know, moments?
Well, to be honest with you, since I still live with my family, I don't really get that alone time that you're thinking of, like alone with your thoughts kind of thing. So I only get that every time I'm about to sleep, because that's the only time I really get to be alone with my thoughts, like with myself, like really feel every part of my body. So I can't really express what I want to say, but when it comes to like being alone and like just figuring out things on your own, reflecting on your own, I don't really get that a lot. I only get that when I'm not occupied by work thoughts or other people's thoughts, family thoughts. Because I'm still, even if I'm alone, like if you look at it in your perspective, like me, I'm alone. I'm always alone because I don't like, you know, talking to other people, etc. But I'm not really alone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you get that? So I still value times like that when I can just really set my mind free, if you get what I'm saying. And when I do, then that's the only time I actually feel like, okay, so I think I'm still okay. I think I'm still good. I think I still have a lot of fight in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really need to like be this down all the time, since I still do have control over my life, even if it doesn't seem like it, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, true. You mentioned that, you know, like you only really get to have like that kind of like alone moments or like really reflect on your thoughts before bed, something like that. But what's been on your mind lately? Why did I say that? It's like
what? Yeah, what is Christ? Why does it sound like I have such a dirty secret? Maybe I do, though. I'm just kidding.
What's in your mind lately?
Lately, it's all about hoping I was in another place. I know, right? Like, okay, I know our country's kind of shit. I mean, we all do know that. But yeah, it's always been a dream of mine to like just leave this place, like leave everything behind. And every time I get a chance to like just be with myself, I still think about it. Like, when will this happen? Like, when do I start really living and not just existing and not just, you know, working to live another day? But yeah, that's, I think lately I'm going back to those kind of thoughts a lot. So yeah, I mean, I still have to answer when it'll happen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Definitely should be, right? I mean, but like, I know, you know, these thoughts, I guess, comes, you know, goes on and off, like for, you know, the past like years. But right now, when you have those thoughts, so you think, right, like, I wish I could leave, or, you know, like all these things. So what would be like the ideal setup for you? So like, let's say hypothetically tomorrow you wake up and you're like, you know, okay, you get to leave, whatever. But what does that look like? Like, do you already have like a vision for that?
Well, since you know me so well, you do know that I hate spontaneous anything.
Right.
So I'm always like the type of person that I have to have a plan. Or like I have to like have a schedule like laid out for me. And right now I can't really think of like an exact scenario of how it's going to happen, but I do already know what I need for those dreams to happen. And right now the number one thing is money. So hi. That's fine.
Right.
But yeah, no, I I can't say I have that exact idea of how I want to do it. Like, for example, like you said, if I wake up tomorrow and I just have this freedom to do, like, just follow my dreams, I wouldn't know what will happen. I mean, I would be dumbfounded, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Like, is there, like, any specific things, you know, like, in that vision of yours where you're living, you know, the life that you would like to live? You know, like, for example, say for myself, like, because I do have, like, those thoughts too. And it definitely, like, differs. Like, it evolves. Like, it changes, you know, in different phases of my life. Like, I remember for the longest time, you know, my exact, like, I mean, it still is, I guess, but yeah, all I'm saying is, like, for the longest time, my kind of dream life is, like, if I wake up the next day or whatever, it's, like, I am living in Amsterdam. So, like, you know, I've always, like, had that, right? Remember that? Because I was, like, oh, yeah, like, Amsterdam or whatever. I can't even remember when was, like, the first time I've had, like, you know, I've fancied Amsterdam. That just, like, I just think, like, Europe with a culture and all that, you know, and me being that fucking cliche. You know, it was like, you know, like, it was always in my head. And, you know, I've had this, like, perfect scenario where I am, like, I don't know, I'm already, like, an artist or a writer at that time, but I also am, like, studying something for my master's in Amsterdam. And then, like, I wake up, you know, I have, like, this, like, very, you know, vintage, like, apartment or whatever. And then, yeah, I'm studying, but I also have already my studio at that time, you know, built up. So I have, like, my business running. And then, you know, like, in the afternoon, you know, I get, like, brunch or, like, drinks with, like, a couple friends here and there, whatever. So, like, I have, like, that vision for myself for the longest time. Like, and it kind of, like, changes in ways where, like, I had that, you know, before my relationship, and then I've had my relationship, and then there was a version where my ex, you know, was included in that picture. Yeah, yeah. So, like, it was a version. So it kind of changes. But, like, now, you know, like, now I do would want, you know, more than anything to visit Amsterdam and, you know, like, really connect with this artist and, like, you know, see the culture there or whatever. But I definitely have to sit with myself and, you know, like, kind of, it had that feeling, I think, because of, like, this also exploring the new version of myself. It's not that I'm throwing that out in the window, but also acknowledging that, also open to, like, other visions now. And it's so funny because, like, right now, like, literally, if I could wake up tomorrow and, like, you know, have, like, the dream day that I have, I've been waking up to so Korea, bitch. Like,
I love that. Like, are you waking up in Seoul and then waking up next to someone particular?
We're not gonna go with it. I don't want to.
Okay, edit this out.
No, but literally though, like, I, you know, spend nights because, like, right now I'm into, you know, BTS, as you know. BTS. Everybody knows who connects with me on my social media. They're literally, like, my healing pill, you know, the past year. I don't know. Yeah, and I also surprised myself getting into this, like, Korean wave. And you have, you know, had this phase, like, what, back years ago. And we were literally not aligned at that time. But now I get it. And, you know, now, like, that's what I want. And, yeah, like, you know, like, that's kind of the version that I want now. And, you know, like, some things remains, like, because I still picture myself publishing my book or still have that studio built already, maybe. But, like, there's new people. So it's a new space. It's a new place and, you know, a new version of myself that I envision. So, yeah. So, like, for you, you know, like, the point is, if you could sort of just, like, share any versions that kind of comes up in your head or
I think, well, I'm pretty much like you also. I have different versions. I actually started, I didn't like Amsterdam before, but I still want to go there now. But my original plan was to visit Australia. I don't know why. Jesus Christ. Why Australia? There. Like, what the fuck? Don't come with me.
I am not fucking, I mean, like, not now. But I'm going to shut up. But because, like, I have a lot to say.
Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry for even saying the A word.
This is new to me.
I never really told anyone, but I think that was really, like, years ago. Not even, I think I started having that dream back even before high school. So it's really Australia for me. But I don't remember why exactly. was I in love with the culture? Was I in love with the big insects? Because no. Was I in love with the accent? Maybe. But it was really Australia. And then I grew older and I wanted to visit more of Asia. Mm-hmm. Specifically Thailand. Thailand. Never really got to talk about it with anyone either. Then we went to this place. What is that museum? Kind of like a 3D museum. I forgot the name. Was it Arden Island? But anyway, there were a lot of different 3D artworks there, like murals, like really big murals. And if I remember correctly, I'm so sorry, but I can't really remember if that's where I saw it. But there were like huge 3D paintings of this country. And I can't really pinpoint if that was Italy or just somewhere in Europe. And I was like, you know what? I want to visit Europe someday because wow.
Right.
Just yeah. Wow. And then I started like envisioning myself in Amsterdam after reading that book. What's that book about the sick couple?
The Fault in Our Stars, John Green. Back to our like
Augustus, what's his name? What's the name of that lead character?
Waters? Is it Water Walt Walters? Something like that. But yeah,
I can't remember.
Hazel.
But wow. So ever since that, I was like, oh my God, I need to visit Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And then I met this someone, of course, you know who he is online. Let's not talk about that either.
Yeah.
So he kind of was the reason why I wanted to visit Amsterdam even more. Oh, sorry. Before Amsterdam, I wanted to visit South Africa. And I still do. But, you know, let's not talk about that
South anymore. Africa.
Because you already know why I want to visit South Africa. Right. That reason, there's absolutely nothing else. Mm. Absolutely nothing else I have in mind except for the safari thing. But anyway, moving past that. So back to Amsterdam. I want to visit that place so much and like just stroll and just ride bikes in Rotterdam. And I don't even know, like not just Amsterdam. So I'm saying Rotterdam. So the whole...
Yeah, South
and North Holland.
Yeah.
And I just want to experience like the culture. I want to go to the cafes and get high. You know what I'm saying? And just stroll there and just feel because the culture there is like it's very, how do you describe it? Like free.
Mm-hmm.
Like people don't really care if you're not straight, if you're short, if you're tall, if you're Asian or whatever. I mean, I'm sure there are also racist places there, but like they're more free to express who they are, what they are, etc. So I just feel like if I go there, I would get that freeing feeling as well. I want it. It kind of seems like a safe place for everyone.
Right.
I know studies don't really show that side of Amsterdam, but like I mentioned, I met this person and he started talking about difference between real Amsterdam and also Amsterdam that's like depicted in stories and videos, etc. So yeah, that's mainly the reason why I want to visit. And so I see myself, just living in that safe space, not minding anyone else's business, just being me, visiting museums if I can, crossing borders if I can, because you know, it's a 30-minute drive to other countries, right? So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right. What do you think would you be doing if ever?
Well, it's gonna sound real weird. So I haven't been writing a lot, like for myself, right? I mean, you would know because all of my compositions you're the first to read.
Yes.
But I have been writing a lot for my company. I'm not called an editor yet, but I do handle a team of writers. And I do write a lot of brand stories. And most of our customers are actually based in Australasia and in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I often get a sneak peek of what their life's about through their brand stories. And every time I would get a brand story from the Netherlands, I just fall in love all over again. So I kind of want to just keep studying their culture, maybe write about it. I don't know. I really don't know. Right now, what I want is to just, I also want to study Dutch there. I don't want to study here. I want to study Dutch there. And I already found a really nice Dutch school. But yeah.
Well, that's kind of clear. Well, first of all, bitch, I never fucking heard you taking interest in Australia. Like, ever. This is new information for me. No, but I was like really surprised. Like, I never knew. Because, like, for me, you know, being with someone who is Australian and being exposed to, like, you know, the culture and what it's like, whatever, I'm sure, you know, we don't generalize, but from my experience, I have, like, never, ever, with so much conviction, I'm saying this. No, seriously, I've never really taken, like, that much interest with the country or the culture or the people or the accent. I
not do even not the accent. Like, are you serious?
Like, people always say, like, oh, like, I love Australian accents or whatever. Even, you know, my ex used to say, like, people love, you know, like, Australian accent. I'm like, no, bitch, talk to me Irish. Talk to me in British. You know?
Talk to me with a South African accent and then marry me.
It's like, for me, like, Australian accent is just, it annoys the fuck out of me. And he knows this. Like, you know, even when we started dating, like, the first time, like, I was, like, great already. Like yeah, I don't like it. It's kind of annoying for me.
Kind of annoying. I think it has to do with the province also. I don't know. Because I've met your accent, and you can already tell that the accent is different from the normal Australian accent that you would hear in movies.
Like, even in movies, dude. Like, I don't like
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Like, I didn't know that.
Name is Emma Chancellor celebrity.
Nicole Kidman? Oh, like, Hugh Jackman. He's Australian.
Like, is it like one of the Chris? I can't remember him, but anyway.
Well, yeah, Chris is, I don't know. Chris Pratt? Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Thor? I know, but
okay. Hate it? You hate his accent? Are you not like, never mind. I don't want to talk about Chris Hemsworth because I remember my sister's in love with him, so I can't really talk about it that much.
Yeah, it's just like funny to me, like, you mentioned that. I mean, like, I'm down to, you know, to come in the what are they called, like, a land down under or something like that.
Yeah, down under.
Anyway, down under. But yeah, I'm down to, like, actually, like, would like, if I can, you know, or if we can in this take, because they're already showing Hamilton there, the Australian cast.
Oh my god.
So I think, like, that's the only reason that I would go there, because it's like the only closest tour group that we can get here in Asia. But other than that, yeah, I've never really taken interest. But, you know, if you want to go, I can go.
maybe let's not go anymore. Let's just save our money for something else, something better. Who needs Australia? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
We do not hate Australia. Just to say that out loud, just some to get
personal,
that out there.
You know, some personal things going on, you know. Related to that, but yeah, like, Elsa, you mentioned, you know, like, Asia, and I don't think as well, like, it was only like a few years ago that I was like, there's so much culture, like, in Asia, like, literally food. Let's start with food. Jesus Christ, it's the fucking main reason we got colonized in the first place. I mean, like, we did have, you know, like, being friends for like 12 years, we haven't traveled. It will come through sometime in the future. It shall.
I'm claiming it as well, and we have to go to Amsterdam together.
Yeah, and then you should come with me in Korea, and then, like, I'll find my opa, and, like,
oh my god, yeah, you gotta find your opa.
Yeah, Jesus.
Maybe Christ. I can find an OPPO.
So down. Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about, remember April Magazine? I used to work for the founder is based in Korea, and we really had this phase where I was, like, really supposed to move there. You know, visas already getting sorted out.
Yeah.
And yeah, we even had a place already, you know, for us that's near the office. And it really just didn't push through, some financial situation with the investor and stuff. But you know, back then I was like thinking, you know, it was just such a good opportunity. You know, it was at that time where I wasn't into Korean culture like yet. You know, I was like, okay, I work for them and, you know, I cover a lot of stories, but sure, it's really nice. And then now I literally like, you know, think back and I'm just like, what is like that? Push through, like, have I already seen BTS at this time?
Wow.
You know, I can definitely, like, you know, see myself, like, you know, the way they dress and, you know, like, the way they just, like, I don't know, it's just, yeah, so
they're amazing.
A lot about that. Amazing. Yeah, I'm daydreaming a lot about that. I'm like, you know, what if that pushed through? But, you know, it's like, also, well, this is the reality though, and you just kind of, you know, make the most of it.
It's amazing, right? Like, Koreans, I mean, ever since, we already know that Korea is such a nice place, right? But then when K-pop started, like, blasting everywhere, more and more people are starting to fall in love with their culture, with their people, and their country, which is just amazing. When will that happen for us?
I know. Jesus Christ. I know. That's true. It's, I don't know. I don't have the answer, but there's definitely a lot. It's like, you know, like Philippines, Manila, whatever, definitely, you know, with our origins and race, we're like going into that. Didn't expect that. But all I want to say is it's like kind of like a love-hate relationship, right? You know, if you look at it, there's definitely a lot of things, you know, to like here. I know we always talk shit about, because like, for sure, work is not the best, you know, it's not the best, like, country to work at, literally. Though, if you're not on the top of the chain, you know, you will always remain, you know, a working class. And you know, like, in the city, it's just like very crowded, trafficking. We can talk shit all day and night, you know, about the things that's, you know, wrong about here, but also there's a lot of things to which actually this pandemic only made me realize, you know, being locked down back here, because I've always been like, I, you know, want to, like, you know, live abroad or whatever, and all these things, and I never really, you know, took time to appreciate, I guess, like, you know, our city here and our surroundings here. And I think also being with someone who is, you know, not of my race, like, opened up a lot more of embracing my own culture and, like, really, you know, be, you know, not shameful about it. And so I definitely, there's a lot of things too that I could also talk about, or I don't know about you, you know, to really like here. And I think one of it really is, what, first of all, like, food. Again, I'm just gonna say, like, you know, our food culture here is the best. Also, yeah, just, I think I, what I love the most, or what I've reflected, is the community. I don't like the whole like resilient, you know, like, you all are resilient or whatever, like, oh, we already know that, you know, like, we've been that, like, throughout fucking history, you know, we've been resilient people. But, you know, I think I want to acknowledge also, just like in Asian community in general, like, how important it is. Wow, golden hour.
Wow, I love it.
But yeah, I don't know, is my light okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I was saying, yun nga, I just love how everyone looks after each other. In the West, it's more of like, it's like a balance of individualistic thinking, but I really resonate with, you know, the community-based, you know, like, looking after each other and all that. I don't know. It's like one of the things I'm definitely, you know, proud of, I guess. And I'm really glad that we have that. Yeah, like,
in our see it here.
Yeah, and I was like gonna say, I don't want it to be, you know, like, really, I think, you know, you can see that, you know, in Asian culture, really, you know, a lot of, even, you know, Chinese or Koreans or Indians or, you know, Cambodians or whoever, you know, there's definitely that huge part of family and community and, like, togetherness, which I really, really, really like, because it's always, you know, it's just not your convenience, right? Like, it's always, and yes, you need that balance, but yeah, I just like that. And then I was, you know, watching a lot of these K-dramas and I definitely, like, see ourselves, like, there's so much similarities, right? In ways where, you know, family is affected if you do this, but also you can stand for yourself and stuff like that, and how food is, like, a love language. So, I really like, so to say, the point is, I think I would match, you know, good with an
oh my god. So this wasn't a bad culture representation.
Went off tangent. Went off tangent.
Matching with other Asian people. I love that. I love that. Thank you for making that amazing point.
I want to, you know, focus a lot more on, you know, like I said, the theme is the friendships, right? So, because I don't know if you've had that point, but for me, it's also just, you know, coming off of the relationship that I've had where I've had a lot of realizations, really. But one of them is how platonic friendships or relationships are so much important and just as valuable as romantic relationships. We have this whole, I mean, like music and movies, we can see it everywhere, but like how we all put, you know, the romantic relationships in pedestal. And, you know, it takes time. I have to say that I have to unlearn a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm still in the process of unlearning. And yeah, I mean, like it's the same reason that I kind of come into terms of like, I want to make sure that I nurture my friendships as well, especially like you and, you know, the same and the rest. And so, yeah, I wanted to ask because we've been, you know, you're one of the friends that I've had for the longest time. From your perspective, how did you think, like, what do you think are like the differences, like the friendship that we've had, you know, comparing it from high school to the friendship that we've had, you know, college to post-college, like to now, like, yeah.
Well, definitely a lot of differences there. When we were in high school, definitely, you know, more immature, more surface level thinking, but we did really like each other. Like there was nothing that can come between us. I think we even started being friends just because of Multiply, if you remember, like the bootleg version of MySpace. But yeah, so from there, we kind of, what do you call that? Kind of shifted to a more low-key kind of friendship in college just because we had like different cliques. We had less time with each other. So kind of, I don't really want to call it like it died down, but it wasn't as much as what we had in high school. And then post-college is exactly where we like flourished as best friends, because that's the time where we get, where we, when we got to learn more about each other, not just like the surface level of each other, but more in a deeper level. And I can't really explain how, but I think we were more honest during that time. Honest in a way that we weren't afraid to tell each other like our deepest feelings and emotions. Like even if we needed to call each other out on something, it didn't matter because we know each other and like we know that we care for each other. So it's kind of at that level already. And then when you compare that to what we have now, it's just weird. I think we're already married. So, I mean, I don't think I can ever hide anything from you because you know me like the back of your hand. You know me inside out. We've gotten to that point and we just started off like little kids and now we're here older and we know each other so well. And it's so weird that, you know, it just makes sense. Like what you said earlier about using just before friends. Because it's so weird. It's like we're also in a relationship that's not just a platonic one. I know it's platonic, but like we're in that kind of relationship that's a bit similar to what you have with what you call a significant other, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's true. Multiply, man. Thanks to Multiply.
Geez. Well, okay. Friendster. No, not Friendster.
No, not Friendster.
Facebook. Like the early times of Facebook.
Yeah. I actually, earlier today, while I was cooking lunch, Jay, which is also shout out to Jay.
Love you, Jay. Miss you.
Yeah, like he was blasting the new version of Taylor's, you know, Fearless, like album. I'm sure you've heard of it. And then we were just like,
we have that photo of us.
What
photo? Did I not caption that Fearless? I don't even remember. But we have that photo that we took. I think that was in senior high school. But we were like standing in the middle of our street in St. Andrew's Field, San Andreas. And then we were looking back like that. And I think we just got home from Greenbelt or something.
For sure. It's always Greenbelt anyway. Yeah. Either Robinson or Greenbelt. It's
always been Greenbelt.
Yeah.
I think I captioned it that. I don't really remember. I'll look for it and I'll tag you. But anyway, continue.
So, yeah, no, it was just, you know, he was playing, we were just like singing Love Story and songs Quiet Horse, and we were talking about like high school, and we were talking about like, you know, when did we realize we were gay and things like that.
We were talking
about that, and you know, while listening to that, it kind of actually made me remember this, because I remember you. I know it's not from Fearless, but the song Back to December.
Oh Jesus Christ! We really have to mention that. Okay.
No, but it's like, you know, I remember that. No, the point is, I remember that, and I do remember that point when you've had. I'm sure we can, you know, mention that here. It's a long time ago. You know, when you had that.
I love the lighting, by the way.
You know, that heartbreak. And that was, you know, you were listening so much to that song. But I do remember, too, that we were not really that close yet during those times. Like, I was not, you know.
The same thing, definitely.
We were, but I just remember when it comes to your love life at that time, I was, like, not your go-to person to talk about your love life, to talk about your, you know, ex-boyfriend and, you know, that breakup. And I just, like, remember, you know, the rest, the girls knew how to comfort you and like were there for you when that heartbreak happened. And I do remember just kind of like being a bystander, you know, during those times. And like I can vividly still see, you know, and you don't have to be, you know, like there's no shame, but I this. Like I'm you sure. know, because I just remember those moments and I was just like thinking, God, I wish, you know, like we were close in that context, you know, at that time, and that, you know, I could, you know, be there for you at that time, because I guess it's because, you know, when I did have, you know, my heartbreak, like you were there and you literally like welcomed me, you know, in at your home, and we spent, you know, that night and a couple nights actually.
That beautiful night.
Reading nonsensical letters from our bachelor.
I love that. I love that so much. Oh.
Laughing our ass off because of those letters. But yeah, like it just like reminded me of that and how young, how naive.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm actually pretty happy that I didn't get to drag you into my toxicity that time, because I was pretty toxic to the point that I would not talk about anything else but that heartbreak. Like, if you remember correctly, I would go to school and just like cry my eyes out early morning, and I hated myself. Like, if I think about it now, I'm like, oh my God, why? Like, why would you cry? Why would you cry for this person? Like, really? You could do so much better. What the fuck?
Yeah, but like, you know, like we look back to that now and like...
But we're friends. You know who you are, so...
Yeah, we all have those moments. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm the same, you know, when we had the heartbreak and stuff. And I'm still, you know, in the journey of, you know, healing that. And I'm sure I've had those moments where literally it's all I talk about. So no shame on that. We all go through there. And I think that's the whole point, you know, that it's important to have a really good support system and friends. And also like really, because honestly, relationships, I've only had one partner. But all I'm saying is it will come and go, you know, except for, you know, I guess like the one who you really spend your life with or commit to for a long term. But friendships, I think it's so underrated that, like I said, it's just like so underrated. And yeah, I wanted to ask, what are your fondest memories or like fondest stories of together? Throughout the years, like you can name, you know, like a couple
of us together.
Yeah.
Oh, there are a lot, but I think top of mind is definitely that one, the part when you when you stayed here for like 2 days, and we were at my balcony. We were kind of drunk, maybe a bit tipsy. That was really fun. I'm not going to go into detail because it's kind of not really personal, but kind of embarrassing. But yeah, I love that night. Like I just wanted that to like happen every night, because that was really amazing. That I felt myself again after such a long time with you there by my side. So definitely. What else? I think I'm gonna mention that other thing I mentioned earlier when we took that photo on the street. We had such a great time then. We came from a green belt, and what did we do in green belt? We started this hey stranger trend.
That was that date.
I love that. So we went to Starbucks first, I think, or like Bonchon maybe, and then started leaving sticky notes for strangers to read, and also like mini hearts, right? It was really fun, I think, seeing people. Especially because a couple of the strangers who got the sticky notes, they posted it on social media, right? And then tagged us.
Yeah.
So that was really fun.
That was unexpected. Is there anything else? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's okay. No, I think those are my best ones. I'm pretty sure there are a lot more, but those are top of mind. But I want to ask you, though, what about you?
I mean, I just like wanted to say the night that I stayed, you know, in your place, Ivy was there too. Hey, Ivy. Hello.
Hey, Ivy. What's up? But she didn't stay long. Like, I think she only stayed for like an afternoon, right?
Yeah, which was very lovely. For me, I think, okay, so like there's so many dates that happened back in high school, but I can't pinpoint one. But what I think I remember, or like what I really like about those dates, is that the fact I really miss this whole thing where it's like, okay, you know, what are you gonna wear? Or like, you know,
oh my god, yeah.
I love dressing up, dude. Like, it's one of my favorite things. So I miss that. I miss, you know, that whole thing when you're going out with your girlfriends and you're like, you know, what are you gonna wear? You know, should we match, or you know, what's the vibe today?
I miss that so much.
I think, yeah, I do enjoy that. On top of my head, I think I remember I'm just like backtracking. The hair strangers was really nice. I think it was really unexpected to have people post it. Funnest memories. I mean, there's a lot, but the night too that it was your birthday and you had an overnight in my place. That was such a fun night too, like decorating, and you know, I think we also like prank called like
I remember that. Oh, Jesus Christ, that was so fun.
Yeah.
Was this also the night when we started chatting strangers, and then we came across this person who was like really cute? We have that video. I think his name was Bailey.
Yeah,
oh
Bailey.
My god.
Shout out
and
to King
Clock. Shout out whoever you are.
It was like, oh my god, that's such an iconic moment. Literally you, me, Ivy, all fucking cuddled up in a bed.
And singing we were like, this love.
And then it's like, oh my god, he sent a snap. What's it gonna be?
We thought it was nude.
But it was just, you know, and then we saw his face and we're like, he's a minor. We need to stop.
He was a cute minor, though. Yeah. I'll give you that.
That's one of it. And then, like I said again, I mean, I think one of the proper, I guess. Oh, I really liked when I attended your recital.
Oh, trumpets? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think, like, that's one of the milestones, too, where I like that shit, though. Like, when I think, you know, there's definitely different milestones in friendships, but I like it when there's, like, new things that you get to do together, or you get to, like, support them somewhere. And then, because I think, for me, okay, so I know this is beyond just hanging out. So I know that this is just, you know, this is beyond just like, you know, I guess like drinking or, you know, going to the mall or whatever. So yeah, experiencing, you know, those kind of things and like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the recital and like, you know, watch you, whatever.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Watch me embarrass myself.
Yeah, so definitely. And I just like also wanted to say that, you know, definitely there's a, like, we grew like differently, you know, throughout years. And you were right when you said that parang, you know, high school was very surface level, definitely. And then college, which thinking back now, I honestly think it was for the best that we kind of drifted off during college times. I don't think we were both in the, you know, in the best. I mean, like, I don't know. I did enjoy my college. I think you
I
did.
I hated college. No, oh, it dude.
Was Ivy.
No.
Okay. So it was Ivy. It was Ivy who, like, you know, their college experience. Yeah. So.
Worst 4 years of our lives.
Yeah. So I don't think it was also, you know, the best idea that we're probably connected, because you're probably just going to, you know, also drag each other down. But I'm glad. I mean, like, this friendship is just, like, not, I don't know, not forced, or I don't know if that makes sense, but it kind of happened. Like, I did not, I know you tell me, but I did not, you know, sat on my table and thought one day, like, I'm going to keep my relationship with her. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a constant work between the two, which I really like, and it really comes with intention. So it's the same with what you said, that friendships are just the same with romantic relationships, where really you have to have that intention, and it has to be a two-way street, and you know, it has to be nurtured and all that. So, which leads me to one, what does like friendships, like, really, what does that mean to you at this point? Because of course I think the meaning, you know, meanings of these things for us also changes. So I want to know, you know, what's that mean for you, and like right now where you are and who you are, what are you like looking into, like friends, like what type of friendship, or like what are the qualities in people or in friendships that you really, you're kind of, you're aligned with right now?
Yeah, so to me, friendship is just finding your people, you know, finding people that make sense. Why are you in a relationship? Why are you in a friendship with this person? Oh, because we make sense. And that's that, you know, like what you said, you don't have to force anything. When you're in a good relationship with someone, nothing is forced. Everything just flows seamlessly, right? I think that's friendship for me, like being able to like accept each other's differences without judgment. That's true friendship. Like us, when you see us together, people are not going to say, oh yeah, they're friends, like they've been together for like, they've been friends for like the longest time, because we're so different, like how we dress up, like how we carry ourselves, it's really different. You're more confident than I am when you carry yourself. Like, God, Jesus Christ. I thought about something else anyway. But yeah, so where was I? So yeah, I think it just makes sense, you know, even in spite of differences between a group of people, or like between two people, that you still find kind of that, like that middle ground where you guys meet. And that's just something that makes the friendship really genuine. What's the other question? What kind of friendships do I get into now?
Yeah, like, you know, what are you looking for people, you know, when it comes to like friendships?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, people always tell me that I'm easier to get along with. I'm not sure if that's true, but I'm not gonna say I choose the friends I hang out with. I don't, it kind of like they actually choose me in a way that when we're together, like you already can tell who I reciprocate this kind of thought that, okay, I really like this person, we're gonna be friends, we're gonna understand each other. It's kind of like that, like there's always kind of like a connection between someone else, and that's when I find out that, okay, we're gonna be good friends, because we kind of like reciprocate that same thinking. So to me, I don't really try to look for friends. I don't really like to look for certain kind of friendships. It just happens. If I get along well with someone, like for example, in my current job, I have a really great team. Like, no joke. We all understand each other. We all accept each other for who we are. And it just makes sense. That, like what I said, friendship should make sense. It shouldn't be forced, right? So it just happens. I don't think you can really choose people for you. But yeah, I think that's it. And I think us, we already like established this kind of relationship when we don't really have to, we don't really need to discuss like our differences because we already get each other. Mm-hmm. If you know what I'm saying, right? So yeah, it's difficult. It's actually difficult to like find friendship with other people if I'm going to reach for friendship like what we have. I don't think that's kind of difficult to attain. That's kind of difficult to acquire. Mm-hmm. So this friendship that we have is kind of special to me. Like, not kind of, it's really special to me. So I do. Like, wait, I'll be married already. What? Don't be silly. Can I just say that, remember, it's been such a long time joke that we tell people we're actually together.
Yeah, my God. Always. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, we're always together.
Always.
LDR.
Yeah. LDR, putang ina.
Hanggang ngayon, gago.
Hanggang ngayon. Ako isang bansa lang LDR pa din. But yeah, going back, because you mentioned, you know, like there's friendships, it's like finding the people who resonates with you and like your people. And so, of course, there must be qualities, you know, of these people that you can tell that they're your people, or there must be something about them that, you know, how could you tell that they're your people? So what is that for you? Because like for me, you know, for example, for me, it's definitely a lot with values. Like it's definitely a lot with, has a lot to do, like we need to at least have a good foundation of, you know, similar values. I'm not saying that we should have the same literally everything, but I think, you know, when it comes to just like the values, how we see the world, or also I definitely like friendships that is built, founded by kindness, mm-hmm. and like definitely kindness and openness and compassion. I think, you know, in our younger days, there's definitely, or even honestly, like, you know, throughout the years, you can't really tell because people, it's all different. But I don't like it when groups or friendships or your relationship with someone is just founded and built by, I don't know, like gossiping or, you know, like negativity, or like, even just like surface level, you know, like drinking or going out, and, you know, a lot of egos, a lot of, you know, like all these things. And I'm not saying, you know, I don't do that shit, but it's good to have that, those type of friends or those moments. But a really support system and like, you know, real ass friends, you know, I definitely, you know, like qualities that I look for is having some sort of, you know, same values when it comes to, you know, the things that I stand for, and also kindness, compassion, and respect is, you know, literally bare minimum. And also I like friendships that are really supportive, like really supportive, like, you know, with us it doesn't matter if we do drift off from time to time, but like really rooting for each other, like there's no hint of like jealousy. You know, like there might be, but like I don't think it's in a bad context. You know, it's just like like you go and you've witnessed me in like literally different like faces, different versions, and you know, same as you. But each time, it's just like welcomed with openness. But all that to say, you know, of course, if it's something that is toxic or if it's something that is bad, what I really like about the friendships that we have or that I have is, you know, there's that we can call each other out on that. Because there's no tolerate. Maybe we do tolerate each other sometimes. And during, you know, we're humans. We make
that disagree. That's true.
But yeah, I think because you mentioned, Kanina, that you like how, you know, like we don't judge each other and all that. But there's always a but. We don't do that, but we are mature enough to correct and call out one another. You know, if you or if I or the other friends that we have are, you know, doing something that is not right. Right and wrong is subjective, but you know, like that is not good and is harmful. And I think really that was a turning point. I don't know when that happened, probably post-college, but I think that was a turning point, you know, our relationship definitely when we got to that point that we can do that for each other. Because there's definitely, I've seen and I watch a lot of, you know, people's and other people's friendships where even if, you know, they're older, like they can't be that open or they can't really, you know, correct their friends. And they're always just like, it's none of my business or this and that. And then it's like, but you call yourself a friend? You know, you're like, you know, you have a duty, right? You know, like to really call them out too if it's harming other people. So, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the question is, you know, like what are the qualities that you look for friendships? And I think one more thing for me, I like friendships that like laugh together. Humor definitely is important. Yeah, 100%. For me. Yeah, so yeah, that one too. Like, you know, have a good time with each other.
Yeah. So for me, I'm just going to have to echo you on the last part also. When you said that, wait, what did you say? I totally drifted off. When you said you can't call out your friend, to me, that's not friendship. Like you can't just leave if you really care about your friend and you know that that friend is doing something that she shouldn't be doing and you don't call her out on that, what are you doing? Right?
Exactly.
Right? So definitely someone who can, one, I was going to say values also, this, like the same values. I think it's easier for people to establish great friendship if they have like the same perspective, if they're on the same page, right? Mm-hmm. And there should be acceptance because like what I said, we're totally different people.
Yeah.
But we've learned to accept each other in a way that we don't judge each other for our differences and we try to be there for each other despite this, despite all these differences, despite all these disagreements, right? There's still that respect and also, yeah, so being able to call out and not just call out, but also like educate each other, inform each other what be the eyes of your friend when he can, when she or he can't really, when they, I'm gonna say they, when they can't really see like the light of that moment or like that situation, right? So yeah, definitely for a great friendship to really flourish, you're gonna have not just respect, but definitely acceptance and to be like on the same page with each other.
True. Any like, is there any like other qualities that are just like, you know, simple as humor or something like that that comes into mind?
I am very mababaw. So when it comes to humor and you're able to make me laugh by doing like the slightest thing, then definitely we're friends already. But other than that, I think, I don't know, I have a soft spot for people who remember the small things.
I'm not that.
I know you're. I was just going to say, I know you don't remember dates, but actually you remember my birthdays, like, I think for like 2 years in a row already. So I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
For the past decade, for like Justin Jen. I have not. But I'm on a good streak for the last 2 years.
Oh yeah, definitely. But yeah, so when people remember like the small things, like for example, out of nowhere, I mentioned that. Out of nowhere, I would say, oh, this is my favorite shop. And you remember, like, the next time we pass that shop and you remember, oh, this is your favorite shop, right? That's already so much that you can do for me. Like, oh, my God, so do I matter to you? Are we, like, friends? Mm-hmm. So stuff like that, like the small things, yeah.
Right, true, yeah. Like, it's the same for me, like, yeah. I think, like, for me, too, when, you know, when people or like when you just like randomly message or like send a text, when you're just like, you know, I hope you're having a good day.
Like, sorry, I can't be like that all the time.
No, it's okay though. But I think, you know, like that's what makes it more, I think, special because we're also caught up with our own lives. And especially, you know, in the past year, it's a lot going on. And so when I get those messages, it's like, you had that time and space, like you literally thought of me. Oh my God. So I really appreciate that, you know, those.
And also I just want you to miss me more, like even more.
I guess so, but I would love some consistency.
fine.
So I guess, like, you know, before we wrap up, actually, just like came in my head, this was not, you know, on the things that I wanted to talk about, but I just like, let's just like have like, you know, brief chat about it. Like, what are actually the things that we bond together on? I'm just gonna say, because it reminded me, I was like having a musical week. I was like, for some reason, I was like wanting to listen to Rent and Hairspray and Hamilton, and you know, and I was just like really vibing, and I just like remember, you know, the people that I share my love, you know, for musicals. I don't think a lot of people know how much I admire, like, you know, like theater as well, and you know, musicals and all that. Exactly. Except for my close friends, I don't think my ex even, you know, like knew of, you know, that part of me.
Can't
like,
sit with us ever.
No, just seriously though. But like, that's crazy. Like, you know, like that's how you can tell how friendships are so important. Because now that I think about it, you know, being with that person whom I shared, you know, like 3 years of my life, and, you know, we put romantic relationships in pedestal, and we always think like, you know, you're the person who knew, you know, like me and a lot about me. And it's like, it's not though. Like, I was like backtracking to these and remembering that version of myself who has loved and still loves, you know, these things, and how I only really share that with a few people. And a few people only know that. So I think that's one of the things that we actually like really bond together with.
Can you, I need like, to ask you though, before you ask that question, was it cringy when you called your ex your best friend? Because I remember calling mine my best friend. Like, no, Jesus Christ, really, no, you're not my best friend, bitch.
I don't cringe about it because actually, only a few days ago, so short answer is I don't, but long answer, long answer, I think, is I just, like, wanted to say that, because, like, it's, like, for a moment, what even is best friend, right? So I can call you my best friend, I can call Jay my best friend, I can call him my best friend, I can call what, like, you know, the new friends that I have my best friend. I don't like, you know, putting that labels. I don't know, I just like, why does it matter, right? I am just glad and I'm grateful that for a time in our lives we were that close, that we share.
I'm just gonna start crying. No, I'm sorry. I felt all the emotion all at once.
Babe, what's ideal background music? Dude, we can't have, like, you know, really, like, we can't go through these moments smoothly. but, yeah, I mean, I'm coming from a place, well, you know, from a place of, I guess, just coming to terms with that right now. Yeah, like, what even is best friends? Like, why does one have to be superior, like inferior than the other? Like, to me, you know, all types of relationships might be romantic, like family related or friendships. I am just glad and grateful that we did share, you know, that moment. And do you like want to add like some thing to that, like any other thing that you think like we really do bond a lot together on?
Definitely writing. Because we were both writers.
True.
We still are. Still are both writers. So we definitely bonded a lot with, you know, writing poetry and then sending each other to get the first look, right? Because every time I would have like a new composition, I would send you first so you can read them, you know, just a feel with me. So yeah, definitely a lot of bonding there. What else?
Fangirling. I think even if we do fangirl on different groups, I think just the fact that we understand that level.
Oh, definitely. Dude, you know? YTFF? YTFF days. Oh, jeez. Yes. That was one of the best years
so
ever.
So good, though. So good. Yeah.
Casper Lee, bro. The twins.
Hello. The British invasion. Yeah.
Love them.
So good. We were also just talking about that those days, Jay and I, a few weeks back. So good times. Cringe times, but good times.
Yeah.
So to wrap up the whole, you know, like friendship theme and talks, question is, What have you learned from our friendship or from each other for the past 12 years?
Wow. Oh my God.
Well, have you, could be, you know, anything. Yeah. Could be, what have you learned about yourself? What have you learned, you know, like when it comes to like dealing with relationships, like could be anything.
Yeah. So one notable thing that I learned is that how people change over time, like before you won't really notice it because you don't really hang out with the same people. Like, I mean, taking myself as an example, I've changed schools for like every year in elementary. And then I just started like going to one school in high school, right? And then meeting you guys there. And I never really got the chance to like know people longer than a year. And then when I got to meet you guys, I was like, wow, this is totally different. Like, you can, there's so much happening in other people's lives that I am a part of. And then when we got older, you start to realize, well, I started to realize that, okay, so we can change. People can change. You can't really tell them that, right? Every time people are gonna like say goodbye or like wish each other happy birthday, it's like, oh, you're amazing, don't ever change. Like, no, that's never gonna happen. People are gonna keep changing. People are gonna keep growing, and it's always gonna be for the better. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely learned about that. Also learned a lot about relationships, like what I mentioned earlier about accepting each other, like, you know, even having our differences, having our shortcomings. Definitely our friendship is not perfect like other relationships. I have broken in your heart a few times before as well for not like being there physically with you and your biggest accomplishments. And you do know I still love you. And I am so appreciative of you of not like giving up on me. But yeah, so I learned that you just really need to accept each other when you really want the relationship to work. And I'm not talking about like relationship, like with like romantic relationship, it's friendship, definitely. So yeah, and I also learned that I have seen all of your faces and mine as well. Like, it's so weird that if ever, like, I'm just gonna be like hypothetical here, but if ever I pass away like before you and like someone needs to like write what do you call that?
Eulogy.
Like memoir? No, like a memoir about me. You're definitely the resource person that I'm gonna give that person. Because you know me like skin deep now. So definitely that. Yeah, I'm sure I've learned a lot as well, but those are what I have top of mind.
That's true. I just like wanted to add, definitely acceptance important, but for, you know, just to kind of be the contra vida here, you know, there's a difference between, you know, acceptance versus that whole thing where people say like, you know, take it or leave it, you know, like, because it's always gonna be
definitely
behavior, right? And then people would always like, but you just like need to accept me, you know, take it or leave it. And like, no, girl, like, you know, you gotta like grow, you gotta change. I do accept you, but not that behavior.
That is why you're supposed to like call out your friend on that kind of like situation where that happens, right? Just show them like the bigger picture. Like, it's not always like black and white.
True. Well, that has been a good chat. And then to wrap this like whole thing up, you know, I remember I asked you to have like one question that you can ask for me, so one chance, Shark.
Oh my God, it's actually very personal, so I'm not really sure you want to add this to the conversation. It's not really about us, it's more like about you, because let me just explain that, like I said, I've seen like every version of you, right? Yeah, so like I've seen all your different faces, right? And I feel like when something undesirable or like something unexpected happens, the current you kind of dies and you have to get reborn to someone new. And as a friend, you know, I support you in all of that changes. Mm-hmm. And I know that you need that for you. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I also get the feeling that when you do happen to like change or like to get reborn, I feel like it's because you're still trying to find like that person inside of you that's too afraid to go out. You're still trying to look for someone else. Like, when will this person like come out and like just to the point that you wouldn't need to like look for yourself again? Mm-hmm. Right? So since this is going out, I think you've mentioned that this podcast is going out on your birthday, so your birth month.
Yeah, ideally.
Ideally,
we get to.
So I was like thinking, if you were to tell yourself one thing, like a birthday wish for yourself, what would that birthday wish be?
Ooh, for this coming birthday.
Yeah, because for me, it's to find that person you really want to, like, come out of you, like, and mm-hmm. and to, like, to the point that you don't have to the point that seeking and figuring out things won't be necessary anymore because you've already found her.
Before I actually answer your question, I just, like, want to chat a little bit more about, you know, like, those thoughts that you mentioned about, you know, like, what you observe and notice about me and stuff. And
yeah.
I personally think that seeking ourselves and growing and changing, like you said earlier, is never going to stop.
It's inevitable,
like,
right?
It's like, it's always going to be that. You're going to see a lot more different versions of me, you know, like, it, throughout the years. Like, it just, like, never ends. And so, you know, to put, you know, into front the whole idea of when is that going to stop? I don't think it's not going to stop, but I do understand the idea that I hope you found you. And to be honest, I actually think I have found myself way, way back. I think I knew myself, you know, like literally, you know, that inner child and who's going to stick, like who is really, you know, like things are going to change, whatever. But like, of course, there's like that something in you that you know that that's you. I know that. I've known that like way, way back. Like, I don't know, you know, if you know or like you see that in me throughout the years, like that Marge that's always been Marge. But I think it's just a matter of like, you know, when evolution, when you grow and stuff, when that happens, it's kind of just like this, it's more of like not really changing myself. It's more of like discovering myself more in ways to get to closer to like who, you know, like who I really am, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like these undesirable things, I think they're spaces. I think they're spaces where it dimmed my light, where these are the spaces that did not let me be who I am. And so that always and so that's the reason why these are the situations that pushes me, you know, when after that happens, you know, you see and people see this whole like new version or like you people, obviously, you know, it gets more noticeable that I get to be more different. And it's always because for a long time in the space prior to that, I have not been able to. And so, you know, it's always just been there. It's just because I was in a space where I wasn't allowed to be that person.
Got
and
you.
So, you know, the change happens. And so I, you know, I actually have like made like a funeral for my past selves. Like I did like a ritual like the other day. And it was just like really, yeah, like giving a message to like the past versions of myself and how they've been, you know, true and really like great, you know, to me at that time. And I'm going to be carrying, you know, their stories with me. But also, like, I cannot tell you, I just like, you know, wanted to say before we wrap it all up that this is by far the best I've ever felt in a long time. I don't want to cry. I wake up in love. Like, that's so cringe to like say, but like I go to bed and I wake up these days, you know, like, and I am just in love. It's not, you know, with another people or someone, but with the life that I'm living now. And
I love that.
Just like, you know, like giving back love to myself. And so for my wish for myself to my birthday, I wish her, I guess like it's gonna be cliche, but I definitely wish her sense of like peace, like definitely that. I think I know it's kind of vast, but I just like, you know, I wish this is the year that she could be at peace and, you know, have that sense of calmness again.
Yeah.
where I wish her like that life, because for the longest time she only knew like chaos, she only knew anxiety, she only knew fear. And I know there's so much like love and like so much like that and care, like wanting to come out of her. Like there's, you know, like when I'm with myself these days, I'm so, you know, I'm very chill, you know, I'm a very chill person, you know, very calm. I know that if I get to spend this person with others, you know, right now, I just know that it's going to be lovely. And so I wish for her to bloom even more and to really be unafraid to be that person, because that is definitely the person that is so opposite of how people knew her from her, like, you know, lives back then. And you know that. And, you know, that's always kind of been the dilemma, because it's like, you know, people knew you as this person for the longest time. So who the fuck are you to like present this whole ass version? And it's like, but this is actually aligned with me now. And so I wish, you know, she gets that courage to be in, you know, in the space to continue embracing, you know, her full self on that and find peace in that version or in herself, I guess. So I hope that makes sense, and wish her a lot of money as well.
I do too. Bitch, I do too. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you for a very thoughtful question. Spend my time breaking walls down
just so you could be my all down. Once again, that's been Chloe, and I hope you all enjoyed our fourth episode for Just Checking In. I'd love to know what you guys think. Follow me at Marge's Danny Studio for updates, and feel free to share your feelings and thoughts about this. We have just one more episode left for this season, so make sure you tune in. Be well, everyone.